15th of
April 2002. I thank you for your welcome this time. There is among us one whose energy is new to this group.
Yes.
Let me begin by saying that this one is searching, is looking for something which he does not totally understand. I will say this to him, that what you seek, my dear young friend, is what you know, but in the passage of time have lost. You feel at times a loneliness, an isolation, which you cannot fully explain. Is this not so?
Yes.
Yes. What you are seeking, my dear friend, is the knowledge which you possessed before you came to this lifetime. Because, and the others know that I do not often speak on any personal note, but I will say this to you, that your past lifetime was so full of happiness and laughter and spiritual knowledge that this lifetime for you seems almost like a punishment.
That's interesting.
But of course it is not, as you, my dear friends, no one understands.
Yes.
Because each lifetime brings to you new knowledge, new understanding, more spiritual growth. And as the one who sits with you and whom you call Mother, she also has played a part in a previous existence. I tell you now, my dear young friend, that connection has brought you both to this room in this lifetime.
You must come forward. No coincidences. You felt this between us.
Yes. But I will tell you only that in previous time your connection was on a more level basis, shall I say.
Mm-hmm.
That you were as brother and sister.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
the young gentleman does not understand why at times he fears this inner loneliness. But he must, as you do, each one of you, find the time to go inward and to find himself. Because only in going inward will he truly come to know his true self. It matters not what the outward clothing presents. That is not the true and real you. Do you understand, my dear friend?
Yes.
Because he is new to the workings of this group. And I know you have looked at literature, but I would say to you, have you any questions for me? I will be happy to answer them for you.
Sorry, Helen, thank you. Any questions, Richard?
They won't let you. Yeah, it will
let you. Do not be concerned. We will leave it there for this time. There will be other opportunities. And I will help him in his sleep state, in order that things become clearer for you.
Thank you.
Now, my dear friends, this time I will speak to you a little about a subject which we have ventured upon, but which there is still much to discuss. I think you know what I am speaking of.
Would it be the names?
No. Hmm? We will come to those another time. Because all of you have not had sufficient time to go over what I have said to you. You need a little longer to find out for yourselves what you have discovered. I wish to speak at this time about what I call the most powerful thing that you possess. Your thoughts. Do I say at last that you also recognize this to be true?
Yes.
It will also help the young gentleman, because it is something that he too can understand. We have discussed how important a thought is in all of your lives. We have discovered how powerful thought is in your lives. We have discussed the form of energy which thought creates. We have discussed thought in terms of receiving and giving. Now I hear you say, but what is left? I will tell you. Thought is all things. Thought is the energy which which each one of you holds as your own. I am here this time to tell you that all of existence is thought. We have not discussed fully this energy pattern called thought. Thought maintains all life, all existence. Can you close your eyes, my dear friends, and find the energy patterns within yourself that is created from your thought? Can you do that now? Tell me what you feel, not what you see. You are individual in human form. You are also individual in your thought patterns. When you are ready, we will speak together to find out what you feel. If it is too difficult for you just to tell me your feelings, then you can explain what you see. But I would rather that you tell me what you are feeling.
I say I'm happy to be together again. We go around the room. Yeah. I feel a warmth, a spaciousness, but I also feel there's a circular movement, not only within me, but around me.
Are you that movement?
Sorry?
Are you that movement?
I think I am.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. That is what I wanted to hear.
Paul?
I don't really know about the feeling of it. I just got the picture of a sort of a plaited, entwined rope or something.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel very, in this situation, I feel very relaxed and open, and because there's no interference mentally from anyone in this room, and we're only one.
Yes.
So I can be as I naturally would be when alone, the same. So my thoughts feel gentle and loving and warm. I feel just flowy energy.
Yes. Good.
Yeah. Does my heartbeat, I guess there's a vibration in my head, and with that vibration, it was kind of a feeling of protectiveness. And I had also visions, especially of the Middle Eastern cities at the moment.
Yes, you are using your love energy. Thank you.
Richard?
Anything I got overwhelmed? Is it a fast view?
Yes. This is what I would expect, because he does not have the experience of knowing quietness and peace. Thank you.
Very young, very new. Margaret?
I feel that I'm being helped, I'm being compelled to sleep and muscle. And I feel the power of thinking to me is the strength to go on.
Yes. Thank you.
This is a feeling I've had before. In a sense, it's, well, perhaps I could begin by saying it's like being in a vast engineering works, except that it's not mechanical, it's just gentle noise and throbbing. Or that's just feelings I have, but it's like I'm in a vast and interesting hall, and I'm just relaxed and looking around.
Yes. Do you see, my dear friends, that although your explanations are different, each one of you feels part of the feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you see the correlation between you all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you must understand. When you have unity of thought, imagine the power which it can create. You are within a room of peace, of unity, of upliftment. Each one of you has feelings of being part of. Except for the young gentleman who is in the fast lane of life at this moment. But he will learn to slow down and control his thinking. I have told you often, my dear friends, the power in your thinking. What you now need to know is how to control your thoughts and thinking. That is the secret of living, of good health, of joy, of love, of great happiness and understanding. You must maintain control of thought. Let us discard the word thought for a moment. And what you are doing is controlling energy. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
For this time, my dear friends, I would like you to think about your thoughts, the use of them, the energy which is created by them, and what your thought feels like each time it is used. You have a great responsibility. that this time has given you a little more to think about. And we will come to it in more detail as time continues. For this time, my dear friends, I will leave you. Unless anyone wishes to ask.
Could I ask a question?
Of course.
I've been reading an author by called Doreen Virtue, and I just wondered if you could comment on her work. Do you feel it's beneficial? And true.
I would say this for you, my dear friends. There are many people in your world who write many words. And I would say that only but a few write these words for gain and profit. Mm-hmm. What I will say to you is this, that people who put pen to paper on the whole believe that their experiences are true. It is not for me to tell you what you must believe, because that is part of your learning and your pathway. It is not for me to say, do not believe this, but believe that. After all, do you remember when first I came, I told you, if there is anything I tell you that you cannot accept, then you must reject it. This I would say also about the literature in your world. Mm-hmm. Read, accept it if you can. After all, what is written down is the experience of that one person. It is difficult to accept, is it not, sometimes? You must be discerning in your reading, as you must be in all aspects of living. I do not come, my dear friend, to say, do not do this, do not do that.
No,
you understand.
Mm-hmm.
It would be too easy for me to say, go in this direction, do this, say that.
Mm-hmm.
That is not my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say to you, continue to read as much as you desire, and sort of what you feel to be true within your own heart, and you will not go wrong.
Yeah, thank you, that helps. Can I just share with everybody what I heard on our television a couple of months ago? Well-known American TV personality, Oprah. She has a very good little friend who's a poet, a little boy who's a poet in a wheelchair. And the doctor said to him that a sore in the back of his head would not heal medically. So he asked Oprah if she could ask all her viewers, so there's millions around the world, to pray for him. And in a very short space of time, the sore had healed. So that's evidence of the medium of television using everybody's power thought, asking everybody to think about that little boy and his sore heel, and the medical profession has been absolutely made.
But we are not.
No, we're not. I sat there thinking, this is, you know, marvellous. The fact that it could reach millions of people. Yes. The evidence of power of thought.
And but not only power of thought, but the power of seeing for oneself.
Yes, yes. That's what I wanted to share. Not that I'm surprised, but how powerful that thought obviously was for that little boy. Mm.
Yes.
It is talked about quite a bit, thought, at this moment.
Yeah. We're trying to do it with David Beckham's foot, aren't we?
Yes, you see, it is as I have told you, my dear friends, that all of these things will become known. But again, it has to be recognized individually first. And each little ripple becomes a gentle wave. And the gentle wave gets bigger, gets bigger, gets bigger. That is how you must think of your thoughts. And remember, it is not only the energy of thought on this planet, but it has a ripple effect on all of the cosmos. Remember this also.
Can I just, sorry, can I just say one thing? You said to us several months back that new discoveries would be made in our seas.
Yes.
I don't know if this is any connection, but city that obviously has gone under the sea, been taken by the sea, has come to light. I wonder if that was one of the discoveries.
I have told you in the past that your seas hold a much information not at this present time. No. So yes, new discoveries in all fields of living will come.
Yes.
If all thought was of a negative nature, and thank heavens it isn't, what effect would that have on the cosmos?
That is a question not needed to be asked. Because thought could never be negative. Yes. So it is a question that you need not even think of. It only creates puzzlement within your mind. After all, you must think positively.
Simon, I'm thinking about you saying thought is everything. When we blend, when our spirits blend,
yes,
there has to be a blending of thought as well.
Yes.
Thought and spirit have to be... I'm trying to work out the relationship, which must be very close.
Yes. Thought belongs to spirit. Thinking with the human brain belongs to the human body. But remember that thought is energy, which is spirit. And of course the blending of spirit is the blending of thought. Try not to separate the two.
That's what I was thinking they have to be.
Yes, you cannot separate the two. The confusion comes when people think that thought is the thinking of the brain. There is a difference, and this you must always keep in mind. Again, my dear friends, always think on the spiritual level, and the answers will become more clear to you.
I've always been impressed with the phrase, in the beginning was the Word. The Word, I take, was thought.
Yes. In the beginning, when was the beginning? It always has been. I think those words were meant for the beginning of this planet, of humankind. I think those words were written with the humankind in mind, because only humankind would understand word. Do you see what I mean? Do you understand? No, I feel you do not, but perhaps that is something also that you can think about.
Yes, I had thought of it as a more cosmic meaning, but
yes,
you have now made the point that
yes,
it's more in keeping with this planet.
But it shows, does it not, my dear friend, how much your own thinking has expanded. Yes. You do not respond to that, but I tell you that your thinking has grown.
Yes, could I ask something about spirit in general? Because I've had that on my mind lately. One can think of spirit as a vast collection of past lives which instantly enmesh to produce a future as we see it. Therefore,
let me stop you there, my dear friend. A collection of past lives, yes, but it is but one aspect of spirit which creates the future.
Yes, I left out soul structure.
Yes, yes, I forgive me for interrupting you, but that needed to be clarified.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
This leads to earthly thinking of past, present and future being instantly present in spirit, so that a linear time system would be entirely inappropriate.
Yes.
To describe what is happening or what has happened.
Linear time can only relate to the planet Earth. You cannot relate linear time to the cosmos, to spirit, because it does not exist as such. You should understand this only too well, my dear friends. So it would be futile for me to discuss this with you.
And our physical future lags behind the future that is already present in spirit.
Yes. Yes, of course. Because thought creates what happens. And thought belongs to spirit.
But what I wanted to ask from there was, is there a feedback from the physical planet into spirit, which extends or modifies that future that is there in any way?
Yes, of course. The free will of humankind. Firstly, let me say this to you. There is no feedback as such because all is known. That is the first point. All is known. So, it is not necessary for feedback in that sense. But I would say that what is shown as the future in the present time, of course, can be altered by physical force, by free will, by many aspects of living. And then, of course, it does become changed. Changed is rather a strange word to use, because, you know, energy is ever moving. It is never static. Therefore, this change is quite acceptable.
Yes, I imagine it's a small change, yes, in relation to the whole.
As part of the whole, it is but as nothing. It is just part of the progress of energy, of life.
Yes. So when we say the future is already there in spirit, it might be better to say it is essentially there?
The essence, I would like to say, is there, but it is changeable, created by the thinking of the human being to whose energy it is attached. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I think of the future as being an earthly thing, because we live in time, but in spirit there is no time.
Yes, as I have explained to the gentleman.
Oh, sorry.
There is no linear time.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Do you understand?
I was forgetting you said the linear time, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this is always the problem with humankind, that you cannot see beyond the human form, the human way of thinking. Mm-hmm. It is only when you return to spirit that you allow those quiet moments that you did earlier this evening, when you became energy patterns, that you understand that your time is but an instant. It is difficult for you to understand time. We appreciate it in our world, and always we try to explain it simply for you, but it is almost impossible for you to accept, I feel, in a way that is easy for you.
I think with your teaching, we are becoming a little more aware.
Yes, we are.
Than we were at first.
I thank you for those words. It is simple when we have such as yourselves who are dedicated to learning and to the betterment of mankind. It makes my task so fulfilling to know that you accept my words. I do not say readily, I hope that you think about them carefully, but that ultimately you accept them as truth. And for this, I am eternally grateful to you.
Yes, I gratitude
goes to
you as well. I don't know about the others, but sometimes when things are difficult to realize at the moment when you say them, you accept them, and later on they just fall into place.
Yes. Can I say that perhaps that is the influence of my thinking?
Yes.
I try to help each one of you in the way that you think. In a spiritual manner, not in a human way.
Thank you very much. Yes, you do get that.
I will take this opportunity now to thank you, my dear friends, for listening to me with such dedication and with such quietude.
I think one of our expressions is, that is our pleasure.
Yes. I thank you. You are most kind. And I wish you all to know that when you leave this room, this time, there are many who will go with you, who will again uplift you, come close to you, and influence you in your daily life. Until next time, my dear friends, I leave you now.
Thank you. To meet again. Can I come with you to all those in spirit?